This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. There's new information on the timing of President Donald Trump's decision to release military aid to Ukraine. We get details from AP's Mike Gracia.
When President Donald Trump finally released nearly $400 million in military aid to Ukraine in September, he knew a whistleblower complaint had been lodged. Two officials not authorized to discuss the matter publicly tell the Associated Press Trump was briefed about the whistleblower in late August by White House counsel Pat Cipollone and John Eisenberg, an attorney with the White House National Security Council. The August briefing was first reported by the New York Times. The White House has claimed the suspension of the military aid was not linked to the president's request that Ukraine investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his family. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday signed into law legislation backing protesters in Hong Kong despite angry objections from Beijing. The new law requires the State Department to certify, at least annually, that Hong Kong retains enough autonomy to justify favorable U.S. trading terms that have helped it maintain its position as a world financial center. It also threatens sanctions for human rights violations. Trump also signed a second bill banning the export to the Hong Kong police of crowd control munitions such as tear gas, pepper spray, rubber bullets, and stun guns. China reacted angrily with a foreign ministry statement Thursday warning that Beijing would take firm countermeasures in response to the legislation. Another record day on Wall Street with all three main indexes closing higher. The Dow rose 0.15% to 28,164. The S&P added 0.42% to go to 3,153.63. And the NASDAQ gained 0.66% to 8,705.18. This is VOA News. Three workers were injured and residents of four towns were told to evacuate after explosions Wednesday at a Texas petrochemical plant, the latest in a series of chemical plant accidents in the region. AP's Julie Walker reports.
The explosion happened at the TPC chemical plant in Port Neches, about 80 miles from Houston. Mayor Glenn Johnson.
I understand what getting blown out of bed means now, because you're up quick. Windows, structural damage, I'm one of those.
Jefferson County Judge Jeff Brannick, who heads up emergency management, says his windows and doors were blown out as well and the fire is still burning.
I don't think the focus is really on putting the fire out. It's letting the materials that are in there burn themselves out and keeping the surrounding tanks cool.
TPC says the chemical was butadiene, used to make synthetic rubber, and it's affecting air quality, which is being monitored. I'm Julie Walker.
Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador on Wednesday rejected interventionism after President Donald Trump said he was working to designate the Latin American country's drug cartels as terrorist organizations. Reuters correspondent Gavino Garay reports.
López Obrador said Mexico would take up the issue after the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday and that he had asked his foreign minister to lead the talks. President Trump floated the idea in a radio interview with conservative personality Bill O'Reilly on Tuesday. A growing chorus of conservative voices in the United States has called for Mexican cartels to be classified as terrorist groups after the killing of nine Americans with dual Mexican nationality in Mexico earlier this month. But Mexico fears such a designation could, under U.S. law, enable the United States to act directly against the threat if it so chose. Trump had offered in a tweet after the massacre of the Americans to help Mexico wage a, quote, war on the drug cartels. An offer, Trump says, Mexico declined.
That's Gavino Garay of Reuters. An internal government watchdog says the Department of Homeland Security separated thousands of families without a way to track their whereabouts, AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
More than 5,000 children were taken from their parents between July of 2017 and the following year. And a new report from the agency's watchdog says Border Patrol officials knew that they lacked the tracking technology needed months before those separations began. The report says the reunifications were chaotic because coordination was done by emails across three agencies instead of implementing a shared data system.
That's AP reporter Jackie Quinn. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.